Thomas Alva Edison, said Jack. He's one of the most brilliant inventors who ever lived. Where's his exhibit?
They looked down at all the booths. Directly below them was a booth with a big sign that said Edison.
There, let's go down, said Annie.
When the moving walkway came to a staircase, Jack and Annie jumped off and hurried down to the main floor, squeezing past people as they went.
Okay, where is it? Said Annie, looking around.
Follow me, said Jack.
He led her down a wide aisle until they came to the Edison exhibit. Lots of people were gathered around the booth. Jack and Annie slipped through the crowd to get a good look. Many of Thomas Edison's inventions were on display. One of them had a big tube and lots of switches. Above it was a sign, phonograph.
What's a phonograph? Annie asked.
I think it's like an old-fashioned CD player, said Jack. It was the first thing that played recordings of music.
A man with earphones was listening to the phonograph. Tears ran down his wrinkled face.
It's incredible, he said to the woman beside him. Now we can hear the dead sing.
What does he mean? Annie asked Jack.
I guess he means that even after people die, you'll still be able to hear their voices on the recordings, said Jack.
I never thought of it like that, said Annie.
Shh, someone said. People were trying to listen to a man delivering a speech to the crowd. His name tag said Henry.
Yes, indeed, Henry was saying. Thomas Alva Edison of Menlo Park, New Jersey, USA, invented the phonograph, shown to the public for the first time here at the Paris World's Fair. Mr. Edison has invented many other things, too.
Henry moved to another display in the booth. A light bulb with a switch. He clicked the switch, turning the bulb on and off.
10 years ago, after years of work and thousands of experiments, Thomas Alva Edison invented the incandescent light bulb, said Henry. When electricity passes through the thread, it gets very hot. There is no oxygen in the glass bulb, however, so the fire glows, but it does not burn.
As others moved closer to the light bulb to get a good look, Jack turned to Annie.
His fires glow, but they do not burn, he whispered.
Thomas Edison is the magician of light.
I know, said Annie. She turned to Henry.
Excuse me, is Mr. Edison in Menlo Park now? She asked.
No, as a matter of fact, Mr. Edison was here at this exhibit just a short while ago, said Henry.
Do you know where he is now? Asked Jack.
No, all I know is that he was invited to a party and he left, said Henry.
Jack felt the hair on his neck go up.
The sorcerer, he whispered.
Did a strange messenger in a cloak deliver the invitation? Asked Annie.
Why, yes, said Henry. Do you know where the messenger went after he left here? Jack asked.
He asked for directions to the Pasteur Institute. That is all I know, said Henry.
The Pasteur Institute? Said Jack. Where's that?
But Henry didn't answer. Another boy had asked him a question about the light bulb.
Come on, Annie said to Jack. We'll find it somehow.
As Jack and Annie left the Edison exhibit, they could hear Henry repeating his speech word for word.
10 years ago, after years of work and thousands of experiments, Thomas Alva Edison invented the incandescent light bulb.